You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on Thursday declared a state of emergency due to heavy rainfall and the potential for wintry conditions this weekend and into next week. While the forecast is still uncertain, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness urged Louisiana residents to plan for flash flooding and dangerous winter weather conditions. The National Weather Service warns an Arctic high-pressure system is pushing south, bringing the coldest air of the season to parts of the state. Edwards says now is the time to prepare for what's to come. Texas lawmakers have heard from state agencies this week about how they'd like the state's budget to look for the next 2 years. This week, Governor Greg Abbott's office requested funding for coronavirus aid, law enforcement, and disaster relief. Committee discussions included a tense exchange on money for border security. State senators said those funds could be put to better use for public safety in cities like Austin, Dallas, and Houston. Suzanne Johnson from the governor's office also testified and said that Texas needs more disaster relief funding.
Our only outstanding request is to refill the disaster fund. Protecting the citizens of Texas when disasters occur is a paramount responsibility for the Office of the Governor.
The state's tentatively already allocated about $80 million towards disaster relief in its next two-year budget, which Abbott's office says is a good starting point. Some severe weather is heading to the Red River Radio listening area for the next few days. Patches of light freezing rain and freezing drizzle are possible, but should become all rain by midday tomorrow. But slick spots on elevated bridges and overpasses cannot be ruled out in the morning until that time. Severe weather will move in across much of northwest and northern Louisiana and much of east Texas south of a line from Tyler to Marshall Friday night through Saturday morning. To get a better idea of what's in store weather-wise, I spoke with senior forecaster Marty Mayhew with the National Weather Service office in Shreveport. Here he is to give us this update.
Well, it looks like today is going to be okay in terms of weather. We're not going to see much in the way of winter weather, but that's going to change through the weekend as we get more and more wintry precip-type coverage overnight, beginning, let's say, Saturday night into Sunday night. And then the crux of it, or the worst of it, will be Monday, where we'll see potential for sleet and snow pretty likely across most of the region, continuing Monday and then beginning to dissipate or clear out Monday afternoon.
What kind of accumulations can we expect?
Well, looks like across the Shreveport area, we're looking at maybe up to 3 inches of snowfall and enough ice to possibly cause some glazing on road surfaces. And the ice and sleet will probably fall first as with the snow becoming more widespread as the afternoon progresses.
That was senior forecaster Marty Mayhew with the National Weather Service office here in Shreveport. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump will resume today in the nation's capital. Tune in to Red River Radio later this morning as we are scheduled to cover the impeachment proceedings live beginning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can also stream online at redriverradio.org. You're listening to Red River Radio.